This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 407 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. This is Ed, and on this week's show, it's Sounds from the Parks, Disneyland version. Lisa, one of our co-hosts, was in Disneyland this past week, and she had a blast. The next couple of weeks, we're definitely going to be bringing you that interview of her trip report, but we wanted to play some of the sounds from the parks of some of the good rides she got on, though. So we're going to start out right away with the Haunted Mansion, and what's so cool about the Disneyland Haunted Mansion, it has an overlay. So I'm not going to ruin the surprise. I'm just going to go ahead and play it. You'll be able to figure out what the overlay is if you don't know already. This is so cool. I wish Walt Disney World would do that, but, you know, that's a whole nother conversation. So anyway, here we go, guys. The Haunted Mansion from Disneyland just last week.
But during this season, it's sometimes alarming. So relax and reflect. Feel free to take pause while we tell you a tale about dear Sandy Claus.
Please step all the way forward, folks. Make room for every body, please. Ladies and gentlemen, the best view how Jack has wrecked our halls. Kindly drag your bodies away from those walls. And please, no flash photography or video lighting during your tour. Thank you.
T'was the nightmare before Christmas, and all through the house. Not a creature was peaceful, not even a mouse. The stockings, all hung by the chimney with care, when opened that morning, would cause such a scare. The children, nestled all snug in their beds, would have nightmares of monsters and skeleton heads gleaming. Sandy Claus. But when Halloween creates Christmas, you might see a few flaws. And now, a dark carriage will take you away. Sit back,
Rest in peace in the Black Christmas sleigh. Your sleigh will accommodate one or two more. We hope you're prepared for what Jack has in store. And boys must be safe in their seats and keep in their sleighs, all hands, arms, legs, or feet. Si cuidas a tus niños, todo marchará felizmente. Los fantasmitos y fantasmitas deben quedarse en sus cinco. En el cochecito, mantener brazos, manos, piernas y pies adentro.
Thank you. tonight. Look at all the happy faces.
Season's greetings, everyone. It's Christmas time! Welcome to my Christmas
was great. Bring back my Santa Claus sack. So that is so immersive. That is so cool. And you got to check out the video on the YouTube page over at the Disney Nerds YouTube page. We'll have that up very soon. Next, what I have for you is another fun ride Disneyland has that Walt Disney World does not. It was their transformation of the Tower of Terror into the Guardians of the Galaxy adventure. Or I apologize, I don't have the right name for you. However, it is a pretty awesome ride. And we have some sound from that, too. It's pretty cool in that you can listen in because you start out in the lobby of the collector's place. And basically, you are there to help out Rocket. But I'm not going to ruin it either here. So go ahead, listen in. Here we go.
Oh, this thing is really cool. Check that out. Take this. Now move it! Yay! This is the moment you have been waiting for.
You can almost tell they did this one right after part two came out. It's almost identical to the way the opening was for part two. It's really, really cool. Okay, so the next one we have is an oldie but goodie. Walt Disney World actually did have this and doesn't anymore. However, Disneyland still does. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, which is an incredibly dark ride in a way if you really pay attention to what's going on. On top of that, it used to be where Winnie Pooh is right now. And everybody knows, or if you don't, when you go inside the Winnie the Pooh ride, I believe it's in the first room. If you look to the left behind you, you'll see a little tribute to Mr. Toad. So very cool. So anyway, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Here we go. Strap yourselves in. That was a nice little blast from the past. Okay, so next, our final clip from Disneyland is the Space Mountain clip. Now, this is pretty cool in that it is a completely different experience from Walt Disney World. As hard as that to believe, since they're the same ride, right? Space Mountain, same name and everything like that. Now, if you've never been to Disneyland, one of the other big things that stands out, or actually two, I guess, is the loading platform, because you basically walk in above the loading platform and then work your way down and get on. Also, you load the cars, or the rockets, like you would in Disney World's Splash Mountain, I guess, because you're sitting next to people, as opposed to like everybody right behind each other, where you do three, I think it was, in Walt Disney World on Space Mountain, in front of each other. So you do two next to each other as you go back into the car. So it's pretty cool. It's a nice little difference. And the sounds are completely different. You got to go and listen to Walt Disney World after you listen to this one. So anyway, here we go. Disneyland Space Mountain.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, so that's it for show number 407, Sounds from the Parks, our Disneyland version. Look out for the next either 408 or 409. We're definitely going to have Lisa on for her trip report for Disneyland. It was an incredible trip. Go over to the Disney Nerds podcast page over on Facebook. You'll see a bunch of her live shows that we did there. Look on YouTube. We're going to be putting up videos over the next week or two of her trip and some of the great stuff we saw there. Okay, also, just as an FYI, Spaceship 220 just opened. Look on the Disney Nerds podcast blog. There's some great updates. There's some incredible pictures. Charlotte did a great job. You can check out what that restaurant looks like and start making your reservations now. Okay, guys, so that's it for show number 407 of the Disney Nerds podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And until next week, this is Ed, and I'll see you later. Sivako! And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your